This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra began a profound teaching titled, How to Have a Successful Fast. Yesterday, he shared that to have a successful fast, we must understand the judgments of God that he judges in the light of his word. Today, he explains two more characteristics of God's judgment and then shares the second key we need to see results when we fast and pray. Let's join in.
So, the question we have to answer this morning is, how can we have a successful fast? Very important. I want to read a key scripture from Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. This is Jesus talking about fasting. Jesus said about two things about fasting, just about two or three things about fasting, not much, but very powerful. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily, I say to you, they have their reward. But when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father who seeth in secret. And your Father who seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Verse 19. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, nor thieves break through and steal. Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and thieves do not break through and steal. 21, he says, where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. Now, these are the words of Jesus concerning a fast. And he gives certain rules concerning fasting. So I just want to go through these rules. Rule number one, it said, to have a successful fast, you must understand the judgment of God. That's what the judgment of God. When we say judgment, we're talking about decisions. He said the judge has given his judgment. It means he has arrived at a decision and he has passed a decision. So, the judgment of God, how does God judge things? Very important. These hypocrites that Jesus was talking about the Pharisees who were always fasting. They fast twice in a week. Jesus said they had assumed that once they were fasting, God was going to reward them. But he said because they did not understand the word of God and the judgment of God, they were fasting in vain. In God's judgment, already they have their reward. In other words, their reward is they were fasting to impress men. Their motive was human beings. The second characteristic, it says, hidden things of darkness. The things we do in secret. When I was in Kumasi pastoring, there was this guy who used to work for this guy who used to live abroad, and the guy used to have a house, and I think he used to have some tracks, and this guy was responsible for putting the money in the bank and renting the house. And the guy was in my church, always praying. Roma, the guy who was looking after the things. Roma shita kazende kabuya. Praying fast, he'll be there. Masataka. Hoy, 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 hoy. I said, this guy is very spiritual. Then the man who owned the things came down. Hey! All the bank slips, everything was fake. The guy had chopped all the money. Even the rent, he had rented the house and also chopped the money. And all his bank statements, everything that he was showing was fake. The man had nothing. The man was sitting by him and he asked him, he said, Pastor, please ask him, where is the money? You know what he said? He says, the devil who made me do it. Meanwhile, this guy, very prayerful, very serious, every time holding his Bible, When you say hallelujah, it says amen. But in secret, he was a criminal. Secret things of darkness. Things that nobody sees. Yesterday night, where were you? You call yourself a Christian, but yesterday night, where were you? Ask your neighbor, please, where were you last night? Somebody's hot this morning. Who the cup fits, let him wear it. Put your hands together for Jesus. Who the cup fits, let him wear it. The fact that human beings don't know does not mean God doesn't know. That's why sometimes you can see some people serving God and sometimes they don't make any progress. What you don't know is that God knows something about them that you don't know. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, beholding the evil and the good. When you don't know this, you fast and you pray, but there's no result. Let him that glory in this, that he understands and he knows me. And one of them is that I'm a God of judgment. I judge things. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you something. Let who you are in public be exactly who you are in secret. Then when you pray, you'll see mountains. Amen. Characteristic number 3. God examines your heart. It says, the counsels of the heart. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who will bring to light, number one, the hidden things of darkness, two, secrets, and make manifest the counsels of the hearts. God doesn't judge our actions per se. Most of his judgment is based on our hearts. Because what is in your heart is what you will do. Luke 6:45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth evil things. But whatever you will do, before you will do it, it will first starts in your heart. So God judges your heart. And sometimes you don't do it because you have not had the opportunity to do it. But if you have the opportunity, you will do it. For of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So whilst we are fasting and praying, the examination is on our hearts. So what does God do with what we do? I'll tell you what he does with what we do. I think that mainly speaking, when we do something, it helps God to identify us. Matthew 7:16, by their fruit you shall know them. Identification purposes. But as for judgment, it's from the heart. Do you know that people hold prayer and fasting meetings to kill other people? These are assassins. The only difference is that they don't have a gun. These are assassins. I don't get it. Why people even pray against other people? When the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, you are wrestling against flesh and blood. Don't fight the people. Fight the demons behind the people. Somebody borrowed your money, he didn't pay. Now you're doing prayer and fasting. Musha kaba kabaria, Maria kabaria, abariga labaria, you will die. Asakarakala, you will die. Either you pay or you will die. Either you pay or you will die. Hey! When Jesus said, love your enemies, you are rather praying that they will die. No. Your heart is not correct. This prayer, God won't hear it. 1 Samuel 16:7, when they were selecting David, God said to Samuel the prophet, look not on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature, So for the women who are not married and looking for tall, handsome men, God has a problem with you. He said, look not on his countenance. Instead of looking for a Christian, you are looking for height. Look not on his countenance. God said, the basis of the judgment is not how the person looks. It's not on beauty, it's not on height. Man looketh at the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Do you know there are people who have come to church? I pray with them. They have miracles. After the miracle, I don't see them again. Yes. But before the miracle, you see them. Prayer meeting. They are looking for babies. They are not looking for God. The day the baby comes, you will not see them again. They are gone. But as they are sitting there, they are saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. God knows that it's not about me. It's about the baby you are looking for. He knows. Some of you are here because you are chasing some girl in the church. That's why you are here. When you get the girl, that's why you are going back to the well. That's why you are here. Put your hands together for Jesus. Bad boy. Bad, bad boy. You're not even a Christian. God sees your heart. So every prayer topic, whatever, is examining your heart. That's where the Pharisees got it wrong. They just stopped praying and fasting. Once we are fasting, it's okay. They didn't understand the judgment of God. I pray that as we continue with our prayer and fasting, may we understand the judgment of God.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to have a successful fast, we must understand the judgments of God, that God will judge our fast by examining our hearts and the things we do in secret. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, no more secure cell. Dear Pastor, I came to see you in church last year and informed you about my sickling status. You held my hand strongly and you prayed for me. And it was less than 2 minutes prior. Since that time till now, there has been no trace of sickling in my body. I give God the glory.
Learn your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app, on the go with a word.
Good value. Have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 2075 75215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.